Hello and welcome back to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host Shraddha Sharma and let's start with the top updates around the COVID-19 vaccine. India-China vaccinations might stretch late in 2022 is what a study has said. It's a drive, you know, it's a huge mass immunization program against the COVID-19 infection. Both in India and China, they have massive populations, top two countries of the world, and it might stretch later next year. Just because of that, a new study has added that 85 poor countries will only have limited access to vaccines before 2023. And, you know, the development of vaccines have been fast. The approval has been rapid compared to, you know, the general traditional way of approving a vaccine. It has raised hope that the pandemic would end soon. But there is limited production capacity. There are unequal distribution networks. And, of course, there are massive demands for the shots. So we will keep you updated in that front. Also, Pfizer vaccine is only slightly less effective against a key South African mutation is what another study has found. The study shows that less than two-fold reduction in antibody levels, basically indicating that the vaccine would likely be effective in neutralizing a virus with the so-called mutations found in the South African variant. Also, India will send over 5 lakh doses of Covishield vaccine to Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka has become one of the other neighbors which will be receiving vaccines in terms of commitment from India, and it is expected to receive 5 lakh doses of Serum Institute manufactured Covishield, which is by Oxford AstraZeneca. It is learned that the consignment is being sent to the island nation as a gift from India. With that, let's move on to the top updates from India. PM Modi is speaking at the Davos summit. He has said that when COVID-19 arrived, India had its share of problems. And at the beginning of last year, several experts and organizations had made several predictions that India would be the most affected by the pandemic. And also he added that many more Made in India vaccines are to come. He was addressing the virtual Davos summit. He basically, applauded India's effort in the fight against the coronavirus and has said that India has beaten all odds to battle the pandemic. With that, let's come to the recovery rate. India's COVID recovery rate now, it's nearly 97%. There are around 31 states and union territories with less than 5,000 active cases. So that's a good news coming after months. It is a consistent rise in cumulative recoveries. India's COVID-19 recovery rate has been one of the highest in the world. And there are over 14,300 patients which are being discharged in the past 24 hours. In terms of the total active cases, they have also consistently dropped. Now the active cases stand at 1.62% of the total cases. Also, we know that 78% of the total active cases, as per reports from the ministry, is from Kerala, Maharashtra, Uttar Pradesh, Karnataka, and West Bengal. But also, Kerala has reported a maximum number of single-day recoveries in the past 24 hours, nearly over 5,000 newly recovered cases. Maharashtra also have over 2,500 people recovered in the past 1 day. And we know around 12,000 cases, little less than 12,000 cases were recorded in the past 24 hours. With that, over 23 lakh healthcare workers have been immunized so far across the country is what the health ministry has said. The beneficiaries in terms of getting vaccinated. With that, the ministry also added that 2,99,299 beneficiaries were vaccinated through Wednesday. And sessions are being held till 6 p.m. across 28 states and union territories is what the report suggests. When we look at the UK variant, which was also found in India, it is present in several other countries. Over 165 people have been infected with the UK variant so far is what the government has said. And their close contacts have also been put under quarantine. A comprehensive contact tracing has been initiated for, you know, co-travelers, family contacts and others is what we are hearing as per reports from the Union Ministry. Also, Dr. Harshvardhan has added that India has flattened its COVID-19 graph with 146 districts having no new cases in the last 7 days. So that's what the ministry has said. And he also added that this has been due to the proactive testing and more than 19.5 crore COVID tests that were conducted in the country so far. He said all this while chairing the 23rd meeting of the high-level group of ministries on COVID-19, and it was virtual. With that, let's move on to the top updates from the world. Top US scientist Anthony Fauci has said vaccines can adjust to virus variants. So the government's top infectious disease expert has said there's particular concern about the so-called South African variant. However, he also stressed that the level of protection provided was still well within what he called the cushion of vaccine effectiveness, is what AP reported. Meanwhile, let's go to the UK. Boris Johnson expects that Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines should work well and there is no need for Plan B. Prime Minister stressed that there were 6 or 7 vaccines that UK has already bought. It is totaling to around 360 million doses on the order. And UK has already begun its vaccination campaign in December. It was on 8th of December. And as of Wednesday, around 7.1 million people have received at least one vaccine dose, is what reports suggest. Meanwhile, WHO team will be probing, how the virus started in Wuhan under a global glare. AFP reports that a team of experts from World Health Organization left quarantine in Wuhan to begin a heavily scrutinized probe into the origins of the pandemic. And also, Washington has urged a robust and clear investigation that is coming from the U.S. The group has started, it started a 2-week quarantine on arrival, and now we will see in terms of cluster of virus cases how it emerged in the late 2019. I hope that information is made available soon. Also, as a lot of parts of the world are seeing a resurgence of the mutant coronavirus, Cannes Film Festival has been postponed due to the pandemic. Last year, event was cancelled and replaced by a low-key event in October, you know, which basically showcased short films, but without the A-list movie stars, directors and producers we always see on television and in reports. But this also, again, this 2021 edition will be postponed until at least July because of the pandemic, is what we are hearing. With that, we are wrapping up this edition of the Coronavirus Essential podcast. But do not forget to log on to Money Control website and app to get the extensive coverage of the upcoming Budget 2021. The budget, which is scheduled for 1st of February on Monday. We'll keep you updated in that front as well. Till then, stay safe. I will see you tomorrow.